Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Michael, Jason is back. JR shot Milos and Sin Rostro wants Luisa back. Welcome to season 5 of Jane the Virgin. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the after show for season 5 of Jane the Virgin, episode 1, chapter 82. I am here with the lovely, the beautiful, the gorgeous, the talented Simone Thomas. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. I'm happy to be hosting this with you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and my name is Rivette Soro, and we want to thank you for joining us today. Yes. So, we have a lot to talk about. Michael, who now goes by Jason, is back. JR shot who we didn't know who she shot last season.
Right.
We find out she shot Milos. Yep. And Sin Rostro will not give up on Luisa. Gosh. We have special segments. It's called Ride or Die. Mm-hmm. We have a lot to talk about. Now let's go right into it. What was your overall thoughts for this week's episode?
I think like the theme, at least for me, was just heartbroken. Like I did this so many times because I was so sad for several people, for Jane, poor thing. The monologue, amazing. We can get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad for Raphael. Like, he's so in love with Jane. And now we have this roadblock who is now, what's his name, Jason?
Jason.
Not Michael anymore. So Raphael and Jane, my heart breaks for them. It's really depressing.
I honestly, I'm right there with you. I know we were watching the episode, and every 2 minutes it was like, I don't know who to feel bad for
exactly.
at this point.
And it's weird because, like, I keep wanting to call him Michael. Jason, he's so neutral and just like, I'm in this situation. I don't feel sadness.
Yes, ma'am.
There's like no emotion, like so stoic, a completely different person. And that was hard to grapple with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a bright moment in this episode at all? I'm really trying to think.
Maybe when Milos went to jail, which we can totally get into later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even that was sort of dark and depressing. I mean, he is the bad guy. We want him gone, but I don't know. For a season opener, it was really depressing. I would have liked to have a moment of that felt nice.
Something lighthearted.
But we didn't really get that.
No. We didn't even get, cute Mateo's face. Was he wasn't in the episode, was he?
Yeah, no.
She
only in the
him.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, the flashbacks.
Yeah.
But that was it.
I know.
And, you know, a cute kid always makes anything better.
Right. Oh, we got the cat. The cat was cute.
The cat. By the way, did you know Michael had a cat?
No.
That wasn't a thing, right?
I don't remember that being a thing.
Yeah.
I'm a cat person, so I appreciated that, and I feel like I would have remembered that, but I don't.
No, it was never mentioned. And but he's not a cat person anymore. He's, pro dogs only.
I mean, we can like both, can't
exactly.
we?
Exactly. Equal opportunity
Michael.
For all animals.
Thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. We have some viewers.
Yes.
We have Nikki Arge. Thank you for joining us. Noor Farhat. Aliki Papadogiani. Oh, I like that name. Isabella Mora. Thank you guys so much. Please tell us your thoughts. We love when we hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably go into our first topic. Michael, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going by Jason now, but it's hard for me. It's going to take a minute for me to be able to call him Jason.
Exactly.
Jason's back from the dead.
Yeah.
What was your initial reaction?
Well, in true telenovela fashion, of course he came back to the dead. Like, duh. That's what happens in all soap operas. So that's very on brand. But it was definitely a surprise at the very end of, like, the last season, that episode. So to, like, see him in full life form, that was shocking. But I think what really got me was how when his mom came, like, I actually kind of got emotional. And then she turned to Jane and she was like, he's your husband or you're his wife. And that just triggered so many emotions for Jane because she's been living her life as a widow, about to get engaged to this beautiful man, Raphael. So beautiful. And now this happens. And Michael's kind of just like, I don't want to say in the middle, but he really doesn't seem, he has no emotional connection to anyone. So it's not like he's going through, but everyone around him is so distraught and trying to sort through their emotions. So he's chill, but everybody else is like, the world is ending.
He, you know, with telenovelas, I'm not really familiar with them, but with Jane the Virgin specifically, there's all these crazy things, but it still was such a shock for me. Like, I would have never imagined that happening, and of course it would happen to Jane. I loved Michael. I really did. But I also love Raphael.
Yes, girl. Are you pro-Raphael or pro-Michael?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's so hard. I want to cry thinking about it. I don't know.
It's not hard for me.
Really?
I've been Raphael from the very beginning. And I might be biased just because he's beautiful. So, like, it's skewed because of me being superficial. But there's just their story. And also because they have a baby. So there is a byproduct of them and their love. And, well, what the baby wasn't a byproduct of love. It was insemination. But you know what I mean? They fell in love later on.
Yeah.
And even the scene at the funeral when we never saw that in prior episodes, so this was new, but her breaking down and she couldn't even say the speech, and then Raphael came up. He was showing his love from the beginning. Well, he always liked her, we know. And then he came up and rescued her and said the speech for her, and I was like, this is why I'm team Raphael. Always will be team Raphael. Like, Michael, great guy. Nothing against him.
Yeah.
But, and now he doesn't even know her. He likes Petra. So
when he checked out Petra, both of us were just like, no, what is happening?
The disrespect.
This is not okay.
I was upset for Jane. His eyes lit up.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that for Jane.
But the original, the Michael that we know and love, the pre-death Michael, the pre-amnesia Michael, he was just such a good person. What he did for Jane, like, he was willing to, you know, raise Mateo as his own child. He sacrificed so much to keep Jane and Mateo safe. It's those big blue eyes, like, those big sad blue eyes, like, they get to me. Raphael is, like, sexy. Yes. Like, he's, ooh, like. But Michael is just like, oh, my heart. That's why, I'm sorry, I can't choose. I can't choose.
But the way you were talking, though, I feel like you're leaning more towards Michael.
Yeah.
All you said about Raphael was, he's sexy.
Yeah, you know what? Michael had, like, a job. Like, Raphael pretty much depended on his family. He isn't really good with finances or business.
Facts.
Jane, you know, she needs a man.
But what I will say is, haven't you seen growth with Raphael? He's, like, the man he is now is not the dude we saw 3 seasons ago, who was clearly immature, didn't have his life together. I think fatherhood, I think hard knock life and reality setting in forced him to really get himself together. And we saw that, especially in
this episode. And he did start a new job, so that's good,
exactly, too. Adulting at its finest.
Let's see what our viewers think.
Yes.
Isabella Mora says, I prefer Michael. Okay. Fantastic Family Adventures says, I was always team Michael, but now believe she needs to be with Raphael. It is so sad that Michael can't remember all of them. It really
Fantastic
is sad.
Fantastic Family Adventures. I'm with you. I agree. But, of course, this is a telenovela. So, yes, her and Raphael are really on the same page right now. And it's love. And they are so enamored with each other. Something's going to happen. Yeah. And unfortunately, it may not be her and Raphael in the end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think they're different people. I mean, we saw last season, even, you know, and where Mateo is to go to school, Raphael wants, like, a private school. He wants the most expensive this and that. And Jane comes from more humble upbringing. So she's like, no, you know, I wasn't raised like that. I don't want that for my son.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, the love and everything is all there.
Right.
But at the end of the day, reality might set in.
Yes. Especially in the midst of challenges when you really have to humble yourself and do the best for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point.
That's what makes it a great show.
Yes.
And speaking of great shows, we just want to, before we next, excuse me, hello. Before we move on to our next topic, we wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. And we really do. We love the comments, the ratings. If you give us a 5-star rating, we will read it next week on air. Mm-hmm. So please do that. Give us 5 stars, thumbs up, all of the above. And let's move on to our next topic. So last season, we saw JR, who is Petra's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
And at the time, they were dating. It looked like they were together. She shot someone.
Mm-hmm.
In the season opener, we see that the person she shot was Milos. Were you surprised?
No. Because people just come out of the blue in this show. Like, they've been gone for seasons, they've been dead, and they just rise right back up.
Mm-hmm.
In Milos' case, I don't fully remember, like, what his situation was, but nobody missed him, so he really didn't need to come back. But I was not surprised. I was surprised to learn, though, that he owned 2/3 of the Marbella. And I was just like, thanks, Louisa, who just seems to ruin everything she touches her hands on just goes, like, it's just ruined.
Yeah, that girl can have the best of intentions. For God's sake, she thought she was, you know, donating to a charity for children. And it was Milos in disguise. Do your research. You are not giving away a candy bar. You're giving away 2/3 of a hotel. Come on, girl. Get it together.
When will you learn, Louisa? When will you? Will Michael losing his memory force you to learn and, like, I don't know, just be a little bit more careful and mindful of how you're affecting everyone's life? This literally, well, okay, it's not all her fault, but
it is. Everything is her
fault.
Well,
yeah, because Sin Rostro is the reason why we're in this mess in the first place.
Yeah. She inseminated Jane in the first place. She did everything.
Between her and Sin Rostro, a.k.a. Rose, they are the ones wreaking havoc on everyone's lives. So thanks, Louisa.
And Louisa is, like, too slow to realize that she's doing
For a doctor, she lacks all of the other things that are kind of important to be a functional human being.
Yeah. It's hard to watch.
It's very painful. Very painful. But I enjoyed going back on track with Milos and everything.
Yeah.
I enjoyed seeing him, like, JR shooting him. Well, I don't enjoy violence.
I love that. I know I love that. That was perfect.
I don't condone violence, guys. Please, nonviolence. But just justice was served, you know?
Yes, yes, it was.
But I was really sad about her and Petra.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up. Even though, just like, I feel like Raphael and Petra really have had these arcs that have shown their growth.
Right.
And, I mean, with Petra, you really never know what she's up to. Mm-hmm. But with the breakup between her and JR, I felt like she was really sincere. I get why JR doesn't want to be involved with her, because now JR doesn't have a job because of Petra.
Right.
She's been lied to for this woman that she was staying with because she loved her. And then, lo and behold, everything's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still hurt.
I was hurt, too. And I think Petra was really honest when, in the scene this episode, when she told JR, like, listen, like, I lied, I did this and I did that, but I love you. And she sort of owned up to it. And right. she did mention, like, I would have taken 2/3 of that hotel, you know, if it was the old me.
Exactly.
And she didn't. So I think we did see some growth there. Exactly. And I'm rooting for them. I think JR brings out the best in Petra.
She does, which yeah. every other partner Petra has had has just forced her to be the worst of herself and not the mm-hmm. best of herself. And like you said, she brings out the best in her and has forced her to see beyond herself and to be in it for the two of them, which normally mm-hmm. she's only looking out for Petra, and that's about it.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, Petra can still be herself with JR. Yeah. She was still scheming this episode. Mm-hmm. She was of scheming course. For a good reason. She got yeah. Milos caught up with the police. Oh, I didn't see that coming. Did you?
No, not at all. And then when he came out of the teddy bear, I was like, yeah. what? What is happening?
That was straight out of a telenovela.
Exactly. I really wonder how big that teddy bear was, though, because
I've seen that teddy bear before. Yes.
Okay.
There's random side note. There's a YouTube family, and the dad will put his body in that same teddy bear and like
no way.
Dance with it.
This is a thing.
That's a thing. So oh. I wasn't surprised to see that he was in the teddy bear, because right when I saw the teddy bear, I figured someone was in it.
Good eye. I didn't think anything.
I watch too much YouTube.
Well, I'm going to look out for the family who goes into a teddy bear.
It's a life-size
teddy bears.
It's weird. Let's see what our viewers are saying. Fantastic Family Adventures. Michael mentioned waking up in a field in Montana.
Yes.
Yeah, I do believe that's
now he has like a nice little new accent.
Mm-hmm. And, Billie Jean Girl 24 says, what was with Jason checking out Petra? I mean, again, that was mm-hmm. just so disgusting to watch. And the fact that Petra didn't even notice it.
No.
She was just like, oh my gosh, like, he doesn't remember yeah. anything. But Jane noticed it.
Jane, of course Jane noticed. Jane is going to notice everything. And Petra yep. is too wrapped up in her own yep. love story that's kind of declining yep. to even notice. But even, like, can you imagine Petra and Jason together?
No.
That would be
plot twist.
Like, a good one, though.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I think it's going to make me sick.
I agree. I would just be like, this is gross. Why is this happening? Especially if, like, yeah. The old Michael would never have a thing for Petra.
No.
Ever.
Absolutely not. But the old Michael was head over heels in love with Jane. And so the new Michael doesn't even want to hear her talk.
No. He's like, are you done? You talk a lot. He literally told her yeah. that, which she does. But he loved that about her.
Yeah, but then he did come back and apologize. So maybe we see a little bit of the old Michael coming back.
He's a little sassy.
Yeah, definitely.
He has a little bit of spice, which I don't mind a little bit of spice. Mm-hmm. I do like that. Yeah. But tone it down.
Yeah.
A notch.
Like 5 notches.
Like this woman loved 5 notches. Yeah. This woman loved you. Like mm-hmm. just pretend that you can empathize with her yeah. pain right now, even though you don't even know what's going on. But
she's all you've got. You don't know anyone else or anything no. else. So like embrace that she's trying to, you know, jog your memory a little bit,
yeah.
show you some sort of love.
Something.
Sort of embrace it.
And it was beautiful to see when she was trying to jog his memory and taking him back to where it all started. It was kind mm-hmm. of like this short summary of their love story
yep.
and describing it all just made me remember how much of an awesome boyfriend and then eventual husband that he was to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then that moment on the Ferris wheel, and she was just like, yeah, this is, it doesn't, it's not happening. It
yeah.
Was, yeah, it was sad.
Definitely. Nikki Arge says, why do they call him Jason? I'm not sure. I know he said, I go by Jason now.
There was really no
explanation.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. But yeah. speaking of Milos, do you think he will be back? Will he escape jail or
I
be released?
I think Milos is going to be back, and mm-hmm. I think the mother's going to be back.
Ugh, Petra's mom.
She's the worst. I mean,
yes.
On top of her, who knows? Mm-hmm. What's her sister's name? Aneshka?
Yes.
Aneshka. Anything is up.
Yeah.
Like, anything is possible.
Very true.
If Michael can die and come back to life, so can Aneshka. And Aneshka is ruthless. That girl can pull some things
mm-hmm.
and make it happen. So.
Horrible.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Oh, Brian Alexander says, I love this show, but this episode was so heartbreaking. So, yeah, that's what we were talking about. It was just so, like, heavy.
What I said. I was just... I mean, and then even Jane mentioned, she said she's 29 years old. And then when she said that, I realized this girl is so young and has been through so much. And poor thing just can't catch a break.
Right.
She gets pregnant as a virgin, has a baby, is an amazing mom, meets the love of her life. They get married. Wonderful. He dies. Depressing. But then Raphael comes and saves the day. Mm-hmm.
Her baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Be more perfect.
About to move in, be engaged. And then lo and behold, this. It's like something good happens and then just all gets taken away very quickly.
One step forward, 10 steps back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Seems to be the theme. And it probably will be the theme for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
In true Jane fashion, Jane the Virgin fashion.
So Messiah Muse says, Michael with Petra and Raphael with Jane. What a switch. I do not want to see that switch.
I agree. I agree. Who said that? Messiah. Yes, Messiah. I totally agree. That would not be comfortable to watch. I think for a lot of us, we don't want to see that.
No.
So Brian Alexander said his name is Jason because of Jason Bourne.
Oh, right. They did mention that. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good catch.
Oh, Isabella Mora says hello. Say hello to Brazil. Thank you for watching from
Brazil.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you been to Brazil?
No, but it's on my bucket list.
Same.
What about you? Okay.
Nope, I have not.
We'll go there soon.
Definitely. So on to our next topic of the night.
Yeah.
Sin Rostro. How was that accent? Did you
like
it?
That was good.
Thank you.
That was very good. I'm impressed.
AKA Rose still wants Luisa back. My main question for you, would you have eaten those vegan donuts?
No, because there's probably poison in them.
Smart girl, smart answer.
At this point, don't trust anything that woman gives, says. Mm-hmm. Everything's a lie. What about you? Would you have eaten them?
Hell no.
Okay.
Because they're vegan. I'm just joking.
I love it. No, I'm right there with you. So I wouldn't eat it because it's probably poison in there, but also because vegan.
I think. I need some like real milk and like...
Eggs, flour, you know, whatever makes a donut.
A donut.
I think Sin Rostro is the gift that keeps on, like the unwanted gift that you don't want that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's weird because it's like, wow, she loves Luisa, but it's not love. It's like manipulation and control.
Yeah.
Clearly at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not stop. Ever. Like, she's in prison and she's still winning.
It's lady. Just insane. Like, I thought Sin Rostro / Rose was going to be gone, like, season two.
Same.
I can't believe she's still the main villain in all of this. But do you think that Luisa, you know, at the end of this episode, we did see that Luisa said to her brother Raphael, you know, I'm going to go see her just so I can get answers for you. But do you think Luisa is going to be tricked or maybe fall in love with Rose again? What do you think is going to happen?
Probably both. She's going to be tricked to mess up her plan, her original plan, which is to save the day, which she can never do because she's incapable. So she's going to be tricked into messing all of that up and then also be tricked into falling in love with Sin Rostro.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose is going to just win, but... I do believe positive things can happen and she will be defeated, but she's going to have an edge for a while.
Yeah.
Because she just never seems to not have one. But I do think Luisa's going to mess. She messes everything up. If she doesn't, it would be a miracle. What do you think?
I think she's going to somehow mess it all up, but I think Raphael isn't going to let her do this alone. I think he might come in and like save the day.
Okay.
Because he's seen just as much as we have how crazy Luisa is and how incapable of any sort of common sense she has. And I just think she's too weak.
She's going to need some
help. To handle this on her
own. Some surveillance, actually. because, and then also after being in a relationship with someone like Rose for so long, mm-hmm. how have you not caught on to the cunning ways? Like,
right.
You would think, you know how they say couples or partners mirror each other?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's clearly mirrored the craziness, but like.
But Rose is smart.
Yes.
And what does Rose see in Louisa? Just like a little, like, Barbie doll? Like, I'm not sure. It's a genuine question.
I think their passion is, yeah. like, up here.
Yeah.
So the passion is amazing. And I get that. It's important. But I think it's just because she's so ditzy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, out of it. Like, she has the brain. She's a doctor. But yeah. everything else is not there. I think Rose likes that because she can take advantage of her. And
easy to manipulate.
Very easy to manipulate. And she's weak.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a lot of strength and mm-hmm. Ability in herself to stand up for herself.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like our viewers agree. So Nikki says Louisa is going to mess up again. She is such a mess. Messiah,
agreed.
I think she will too. I'm glad we're all on the same page, you know, but I am holding out hope for her. Maybe she'll surprise us. Maybe she will come through this time and save the day.
Save the day and prove us wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to regain people's faith in you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll do that. I don't know.
We will see. So I know we have a little special segment.
Yes.
You want to tell us about it?
Yes. So, guys, we have a special segment called Ride or Die. You guys all know what that means. So the person that you love, who you will do anything for, the person that you just connect with, and that is your gal or your guy. And for this show, our Ride or Die segment will just be your favorite character, the person who you are standing by, that you support, and just essentially you want them to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And every episode, we're going to say who our favorite character is. And we want you guys to also share that as well, because it's just fun to love on these people, even though they keep messing up. But it's okay. Alrighty, so.
I love it.
Who's your favorite? Well, who's your ride or die?
Okay.
For this.
So for this episode, my mm-hmm. ride or die is going to be Raphael.
High five. Good
yes,
answer.
Thank you. I think he took it so yeah. well. You know, he's so in love with Jane, and just it's their moving day, and they're ready to, like, just be in love and continue their lives together with their son. And then this bomb drops of mm-hmm. Michael / Jason coming back from the dead. And he took it so well. You know, he melted my heart when he told Jane, I told Mateo that we're not going to move today just until things settle
yeah.
down. Like, that was so selfless.
Ugh.
Like, if that was, you know what? Am I starting to become Team Raphael right now?
I think you are. See, do you see why? You're,
yeah.
like, talking yourself through it.
I am. He just was so mature this
yep.
episode, and he took it so well. And Jane showed up to his job, and he was like,
yeah.
babe, what are you doing here? Like,
yeah.
he had no ill feelings. He was just like, giving her the space that he thinks she needed, and like
mm-hmm.
the time, so understanding. I
yeah.
love him for that. He is my ride or die this week.
Yay. That was a great answer.
Thank you.
You already know I'm Team Raphael, so he's going to be my ride or die forever.
Every week.
But just to give some love to someone else,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Jane in this episode, just because, one, I think she needs a hug. She needs
mm-hmm.
all the well wishes she can get. And she really did handle it so appropriately and gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, that, can we just discuss that monologue? It was
yes.
her venting and kind of just laying everything out on the table. And it was like here and there and non sequiturs and
mm-hmm.
just all these things included in that. And I think she's been through so much, but time and time again, she finds a way to be resilient and still be her best self. And I think, like how we were saying Petra, we're seeing
mm-hmm.
growth, and she's being more kind and selfless. And Jane, time and time again, finds ways to be selfless, even in the midst of hardship and when you kind of want to be selfish and not do this, or just not deal with someone who you thought was dead and have to relive all of that. It's like almost trauma, but like beautiful moments at
mm-hmm.
the same time. So in this case, mm-hmm. my ride or die is Miss Jane Villanueva, because she handled it and she's going to get through it.
She really did. And
yeah.
that monologue, by the way, that was 7 minutes
yes.
of no cuts. That was just one scene
talking.
She did go Gina Rodriguez, the actress.
Shout out to you.
She killed that scene. I felt like I was on that roller coaster of emotions mm-hmm. with her. I was like holding on, right. like, oh yeah. my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it then, was amazing.
Then when I love like all the little random bits when she ate the arepas and then like went to her room and then like came out half dressed. Or you're like, where are your pants,
Jane? She took off her pants. Where'd that was great.
I get it, girl. But, like, you need to breathe. But.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that was an awesome scene. Good job, mm-hmm. Gina Rodriguez. What are they saying in the comments?
Yeah, so Fantastic Family Adventures says, I agree, Raphael went above and beyond to get Michael back to Jane. Very selfless. He loves her and was honest with her. Aww. Brian Alexander says, ride or die, Petra, she has grown so much from season one. Very true, I do agree.
Yep.
And he continues on, but yeah, Jane deserves love and her monologue was amazing. Gina is such a great actress. Nikki says, ride or die, Zoe and Abuela. I love them.
Yes. Zoe, yeah. Shout out to you, Zoe, as mm-hmm. well, for really giving Raphael that love that he needed, mm-hmm. especially because Rogelio was no help. Whatsoever.
Rogelio.
He was just like rubbing it in even more. And Zoe was the one person to recognize this poor man needs yeah. a hug mm-hmm. and some encouragement.
Especially Raphael. His family is all sorts of backwards and messed up. Jane's family really is
his family his now. Family, his so. Family is like non-existent at this point. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Louisa, yeah. but she's elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Messiah Muse says, totally Jane this episode. I would be totally undone if that happened to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like surprises as they seem to come like a wrecking ball.
I really do.
Definitely agree. That
when it rains, it pours.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot to take in.
Definitely. So we will move on now to some news.
Yes.
Did you know that there is...
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay.
I love that. That's awesome. Did you know that we have a spinoff of Jane the Virgin?
I am so excited. When I found this out, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to completely break up with the series per se.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy that I get more telenovelas in my life mm-hmm. and just more of this drama and juicy action. It's going to be great. They've casted yeah. some people, too.
Yeah, they actually casted Marsha Cross, who was Bree on Desperate. I love that the music is still going.
I know, it's still going.
Marsha Cross, who was Bree on Desperate Housewives. I don't know if you watch the redhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved her in that show.
Yeah, so she has a lead role, and the show is going okay. to be called Jane the Novella, and it's based on Jane's novels that she writes, which is so amazing, because I don't know... obviously how season 5 of Jane the Virgin ends,
yeah.
but it seems like her writing is a never-ending sort of show, storyline.
Exactly.
It's like a never-ending storyline, and we yeah. finally get to see what she's writing about.
Yep.
I do hope, I'm definitely going to be watching the show,
same.
I do hope there are references. I know it's not going to be any of the same characters, because technically these are characters in Jane's book that she's writing,
right.
but I really hope there's references like, I know why that's in there. Oh,
exactly.
Jane thought of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it'd be nice to see some, like, crossover or just anything that coincides mm-hmm. with the show that we fell in love with. And to
yeah.
see this, like, new show kind of capture some of those elements. But I also think that Gina Rodriguez has some type of, like, writing credit or, like, producing. Like, she's... Don't quote me, but she has some type of role in this project.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that either, but
okay.
I might have read something
right.
about that. I hope so. I mean, she has just brought Jane, the mm-hmm. character, to life.
Right.
I can't see anyone else. I mean, obviously we can't see anyone else playing Jane, but she was such a big role
yeah.
in this show. And I think she had a lot to do with, you know, the show behind the scenes as well,
yeah.
not just as the character in front of the camera.
For
so
sure.
I do hope she
yeah.
is involved in Jane the Novella.
We'll have an update for you guys to let
yes.
you know, like, if she's involved or if she isn't. So we're still, like, up in the air on that.
But yeah, for sure.
Nice to know.
Definitely. So now I want to
yeah.
know, what are your predictions for next week?
Okay, so.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, predictions. I just know something sour is going to go down between Raphael and Jane. And I don't want to completely say that they're not going to end up together, mm-hmm. but I just don't have faith that this relationship is, obviously it's not going to be smooth sailing. That would be boring to watch. But, I think, yeah, I can't even verbalize because I don't know. And I don't want to say that it's not going to work out with them because I want them to be a couple. However, I think just for fun, like, what if Patrick gets super drunk one day and her and Jason have like a one night stand or something happens between them? Can you imagine Jane's emotions?
We'd probably get a 17 minute monologue from Jane if that were to happen. Oh man, I hate it, but that would make really good TV.
It would be
really awesome. Good TV.
And I mean, Petra's going through it, so you know, when mm-hmm. you are having a hard time, sometimes you just do desperate things that you would never do.
Yeah.
And he is kind of a new man, so, you know?
Your prediction yeah. is, like, TV gold. It's, like, right. what gets us excited yeah. and, like, what we want to see. My predictions mm-hmm. speak to the little girl who just wants to find love in yeah. me. So, okay. I think the complete opposite. I think Michael will fall in love with Jane again.
No! That hurts to hear.
Maybe I want that to happen. Yeah. I don't know. She gave him the USB with all the little pictures and the videos, and I think he's going to see those and be like, aha, she is the love of my life.
That sounds so good. It sounds very accurate. Like, I could totally see that happening.
I don't know. Like, I want it to, but I don't, because yours is a lot more juicier. Yours is more fun to watch and talk about, for sure. And then I do think Petra is going to try to get JR back, and I think she will do whatever it takes
yes.
to get JR back. She but is. I think it might backfire because mm-hmm. knowing Petra, there's going to be lying, scheming, and whatever else she does. And I think JR won't like that, and nope. she's going to be like, this is another reason why I can't be with you.
Exactly. Save the drama for your mama. I ain't got exactly. time for that. Exactly.
But I don't think she's going to give up.
No.
But the drunken night with Jason/Michael, it could happen.
It could happen for and sure. And then she could be like, oh, I still love JR. You are the one for me. And still yeah. vie for her love.
Yeah, like that could be a moment of clarity. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. Blah, blah. Oh my goodness, I just hooked up with Jason. That was horrible. Exactly. I miss JR.
Yep. Further reason why you are my person. I know you don't want to talk to me right now, but mm-hmm. maybe, you know what? Maybe she could take a page out of Rose's book and fight for the people you love. But in this case,
if that's the route we're gonna take, I'm all for it.
In this case, hopefully Petra's not as crazy as Rose is,
right?
And I really think JR could turn around and make you know, make amends with Petra.
Yeah, I see it happening too.
JR, she's no joke though. Like, she mm-hmm. is no nonsense.
Yeah. So I think she's good for Petra because she will put her in her place. Like, she's not scared of Petra.
Petra's not used to that.
Yeah.
She's used to getting her way, to mm-hmm. intimidating people, because she has a very strong personality.
Yeah.
So to have someone who almost overshadows that a little bit mm-hmm. and can kind of put her in check.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Love that.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's
we'll
good.
Have to see.
I do want to see the kids more next week. I want to see yeah. little Mateo, and I want to see Anna and Elsa.
So, I still can't get over that. That's a Frozen reference, right?
Yeah, yeah. Their names would be Anna and Elsa.
Of course.
Let's see. So, Fantastic Family Adventure says, I think that Michael will regain his memory in the next couple of episodes. I do think that, too. Mm-hmm. Nikki says, I think that Michael remembers everything. So is he faking the amnesia?
You know what? Who was that? Nikki. I'm so happy you said that, because I thought that mm-hmm. at one moment in the show, because I'm like, this is Sin Rostro.
Yeah.
Everything she does is not actually what it is. So she could just be telling him. And remember, Michael was a cop. So yeah. maybe he's trying to go along with it to catch Rose. But I don't, you know, That's a good point, Nikki. Yeah. Because you never know. He could just be faking this.
Yeah. The electroshock therapy might not have worked.
Yeah. And I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither.
Learn something new.
Me neither. All right. Well, we will find out that and a lot more next week.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for joining us this week. My name is Rivette Soro. You can find me on all social media platforms at Rivette Soro. And to my left, we have the beautiful
Simone Thomas. And you can find me at Simone A. Thomas on all social platforms as well.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, guys.